has not put in place austerity measures to show that she's committed to the process of economic reform. For example, she spends more than 13 million kwacha a day just to distribute maize. And while she should be focusing on helping the people of Malawi understand that there's need for austerity measures across the board, starting from her office as president down to the common citizen.
But isn't the president allowed to resolve problems and give food aid to people who don't have it? Isn't what the government is there for? Why are you faulting her for that?
Well, I think the role of civil servants in the Disaster Preparedness Ministry mandated to do that. Her focus should be on putting in place measures that will lead to economic reform to Malawi and not dwell on the petty delivery of food aid items to citizens. That's the role of civil servants.
You are faulting her for not putting in measures to address the economic challenges the country faces. But this problem has been there even before deceased President Binguwa Mutharika. That is unfair, some of her supporters say.
Well, I think the signal she's sending to the general public is that she's not being committed to those austerity measures. By the lifestyle she's leading, by the kind of indicators she's showing to the public, I think we need more concrete steps that will lead to economic recovery, not petty politicking about petty issues.
So are civil society groups basically saying that she is not managing the affairs and that all she does is politicking?
Yes, I think there's a strong indication that she's not showing that political will to address the problems of the common people. And that's what people are demanding for.
The devaluation of the currency, the kwacha, was one of the fundamental steps she took to help stabilize the Malawi economy. You know, she's putting in some steps since she came in, and that steps that she's taking is bringing in more forex into the country, among other things. And it will take a longer time for all these things to materialize and boost the economy. Why aren't you giving her a little bit more time?
Well, I think a common understanding of economics tells us that for the economy to recover, she needs to create jobs. She needs to inculcate a spirit of consumerism within Malawi. And that can only happen when there's more investment in the manufacturing industry. And that's not being done. So without manufacturing companies being set in place, there's no way you can lead to, the process can lead to more consumerism, more export, related activities in order to bring the forex. And that's what we demand as civil society to see more of.
So what is the next step after criticizing her handling of the economy? What's next for the civil society to bring the attention of the government to alleviate the challenges that Malawians face?
Well, I think there's a two-pronged step from civil society. The first one being we want to engage her more on that advocacy process to demand economic recovery. And secondly, if we don't see any more improvement, as civil society, there are plans to hold demonstrations in January to show our displeasure.